Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to another episode of the Laptop Empires Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Yanda, here with Bobby Hoyt, drinking his coffee from his Kanye mug like he does.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah. I love this mug. Depending on the day, I pick a different mug. So this one says, I believe in myself like Kanye believes in Kanye. Because like today I really feel confident about life and everything else. And then there's another one that's like, what does it say? It's something about Kanye being humble. I'll remember it.
The humble. Oh, yeah. Man. I know. I have it.
Humble. Yeah. It's something about Kanye being humble. Anyways,
I'm going to totally look this up.
You're going to look it up. Yeah. Anyway. So the other thing about this mug,
humble with a hint of Kanye.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
So depending on like, if I'm feeling like kind of humble, you know, then I'll go with one or the other. Like, it kind of depends on the day. But the other thing about this mug that I like a lot.
Do you only rotate two mugs? Like, is that all you got?
You got
two Kanye mugs.
We've got, well, as a couple, Coral and I, we talk about this all the time. We have like 300 coffee mugs and I'm always opening it up and I'm like, why? Okay. I'm like, Coral, why do we have so many coffee mugs?
We're the same.
Yeah.
But I love coffee mugs.
I see. I don't care about them that much. These ones that I have right now, they're a good size. They fit my hand good. They like hold a good amount of coffee. Even our Laptop Empires coffee mugs are small. Like they're a little bit too small for my taste. Mm.
They're standard, like this one. I like it.
Yeah, and so we talked about this, and we'll get to what we're going to talk about here in a second. But this is important. This is real life stuff. So we
have the standard daddy mug with pictures of me and my kid on it. Yeah.
This is because I have a lot of blogger friends. They're all minimalists and stuff, and they're like very. I see all these messages out there. Even Aaron's a minimalist, or team member Aaron, and I'm like, I want to kind of be more like that, but I don't want to be all the way that. So then I see like 400 coffee mugs in the cabinet. I'm like, okay, we haven't used 80% of these in the last year. Like, why are they taking up space? You know what I mean?
I see Cooper's 500,000 Paw Patrol toys like littered all around the room around my pool table. And I'm like, I want to be a minimalist of his stuff. Like,
yeah, that's probably fair. But I think, you know, at least he's using them. The coffee mugs, like we don't even use them. I'm trying to implement this rule where if we've had it for 6 months and haven't used it, like let's get rid of it. Like let's just be done with it. Because I don't want to be like my parents, their garage. I love my parents. Sorry if they listen to this. Their garage is like full of crap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they just have crap and I don't want crap. Like I don't want stuff. I want like a nice house and I want nice stuff, but I don't want too much nice stuff. So that's where I'm at. And you can get nice stuff by being good at affiliate marketing.
Yeah. And what we're going to get into this affiliate marketing in a second, but I have to, I feel like I would be doing the audience wrong by not telling this story real quick. So I got the Kanye mug from a student and was like, this is awesome. And so then I went and bought the other one. But when I did, because Katie wanted one, so I was getting her one. But when I did, I was looking at all of them. And there was one that said, boss ass bitch. And my wife manages a Coca-Cola plant. And I was like, this is awesome. So I bought it for her. She literally uses it at work. And yeah, so she sits at work with this mug and just owns it. And it's funny. And she's not, I mean, she's the boss, but she's not mean.
Right. When I was a teacher, I wish I could have had a boss ass bitch coffee mug. Couldn't have pulled that off though. For a lot of reasons.
You're such a boss ass bitch.
All right.
Most random intro to a podcast ever. So let's get into this. We're talking about affiliate marketing today. And this is not like one of those super in-depth, like, we're going to give you all the details about like how to crush it with affiliate marketing. Like, you need to put your links here and you need to do this and you need to do that. We're going to save that for a special guest. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a guest on who crushes it at this stuff. And it's a surprise. And, you know, we'll let that go down in that episode. This is going to be laying the groundwork, and this could just as easily be like how to not suck at sales, but it's kind of like, you know, the things to keep in mind when you're affiliate marketing.
Right.
And this is big, this is basic stuff, but I think it's incredibly important to be successful. And the first one is when you're trying to sell a product, you're trying to sell an affiliate product. Like, your first impression matters so, so much. It really does. And so if you come right out of the gate trying to promote your thing, whatever it is that you're promoting, you're not going to do very well. You've got to,
right.
You know, you got to warm up a little bit. You got to introduce yourself. And you don't want to go ahead.
I feel like there's different ways to do affiliate marketing. And, you know, for me, like, as a blogger, affiliate marketing is one of the first ways you can actually make money blogging, you know. And I don't think it's necessarily like the be all end all way to make money, because again, you and I talk about this all the time. Like, you have less control over that revenue stream, but like, if you can make affiliate income, then
crap. But it's still like a pretty sweet.
Yeah. Income. I mean,
like, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, in the pantheon, it's not my favorite. Yeah. But for some, I have some blogging friends that like, they just make a bajillion dollars in affiliate income. And they obviously really like that. But I think there's two different ways to go about it. You can introduce a product to your audience after kind of building trust and you know, introducing yourself and making that connection. Or if you just have a crap load of traffic to a specific landing page that has a bunch of affiliate links on it, like, you can make money that way. But you've got to have a lot of traffic.
Right, right.
So I think there are two different ways to go about it. But the way that I've always done it is just, you know, most of my affiliate income comes from student loan refinancing offers and blog hosting sales. With some other stuff sprinkled in. And right. Those are things like, nobody would buy a blog hosting package from me unless they knew that I was successful with blogging. you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I always look at this as you've probably heard this before, but I always like to use the analogy of like the guy that goes to a party, and you got the one guy that goes to the party and he introduces himself and he gives you a business card and he tells you all about what he does and he's trying to sell you there at the party. Don't be that guy. Like, if you're doing that with your affiliate marketing, you're not going to have a lot of success. If you're doing that with anything that you do, you're not going to have a lot of success. But then there's the other guy, and he's the guy that he goes to the party and you meet him and they're like, hey, what do you do, man? He's like, oh, I do XYZ. I don't know. You know, I do, maybe it's like something like real estate. He's like, you know, I help people with XYZ. And then you move on and he continues the conversation. He asks you about your kids and he asks you about your hobbies and he buys you a drink and you have a great time and you're talking about stuff. And during that conversation, like, it comes out, you're whatever, you're looking to buy a house or whatever. And he goes, you know, hey, you need to check out, there's this new loan program. Like, you can get a lower interest rate. It's called da, 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 da. You should check it out. Here's my business card if you have any questions about it. And then you go about your day and you leave and you're just like, man, that was a cool guy. I enjoyed talking to him. You don't think anything about it. But then the next day you see his face on, like, you're at the grocery store and he's like got that little ad on the grocery cart and you're like, holy crap, that's the guy from the thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then you end up calling him and he ends up helping you buy a house or whatever it may be. Like, that's the person you want to be, where you put the focus on just talking to people and getting to know people. Now, in the context of like blogging, obviously it's a little different. The idea is just don't put it all your focus on the affiliate product. Like, you have to do other things, but this is kind of that overall sales in general principle. Like, you've got to make a good first impression with people. You can't come at them. You can't come in hot with a sale or an offer right at the beginning. You got to bring value. You've got to come with the value first.
So when you're talking about this in the context, because I totally agree, because really this is just, it's sales, right? Like, we talk about this all the time, building relationships. What does this look like? Let's just take it from the blogger perspective. Like, what is the dude coming into the party and like trying to sell stuff immediately. Is that, are you talking about like a blog post or in like an overall strategy? What are you talking
about? So in the context of like a blogger and a blog post, it's the difference between having a blog that is just like, buy this thing, use this link. And it's like just over and over and over, like beating that into the ground versus a blog post that is content first. Right. Maybe it's a piece of content that is like, here are the top five best things about being a blogger. And it's like, I can take vacation whenever I want. My boss isn't a dick because it's me. I don't have to wear pants to work. I can sleep in. And you list all these things and somebody's like, man, blogging is awesome. I want some of that. And then at the end, you're like, you know, you could be a blogger too. If you're interested in starting a blog, we recommend that you use this service and you can check it out here at this link. That would be the appropriate way to go about it. Like, you're providing content first. You're putting the call to action for the affiliate second. Like, you're giving value. You're having that party conversation that isn't, it's related, but it's not buy, you know, and this goes for anything. This goes with like selling a course too. When you write blog posts, you know, about our courses, or we do a podcast about our course in any way, we do a related subject. We talk about that subject. We get value. At the end, we go, if you're interested in learning more about this, go click the link.
Right. Yeah. I think that's great. Yeah. And it's like you put context around the call to action basically is what it comes down to. Like, you know, for the, we're actually redoing this right now, but the blog starter guide that I have, that like every blogger has, it, when I first made that thing, it was like, let's provide a ton of value on like how blogging works and how to start a blog and like the technical details of it. And it worked okay. I've made some pretty damn good money from that post, but we're redoing it because I think we can do something even higher value. But that was, you know, I didn't just start with like, well, actually I kind of did, but it wasn't just like buy this blog. It was like, here's how you start a blog. Here's how you do all this. Here's how you do this. I try to give as much context and information about that actual thing and show some expertise. And so I think that that's a good point. And I think newer bloggers or just anybody that's new to sales, they immediately try to go for the kill, which you don't necessarily need to do. Right. You know what I mean?
You gotta woo them. Right. There's a little foreplay involved in sales and you need to get good at that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny. I might've told this. I think I have told the story on the podcast, but if you don't listen to every one of them,
shame on you.
Yeah. Shame on you. And you. it's really interesting. I have a friend, his name's Adam. He does really, really big, sales as a service, sales, you know, like he works for a SaaS company. And he does very large deals, like 7-figure, 8-figure deals. And his number one selling strategy is going in and talking about Netflix. Like he'll, whatever person he's talked to, whatever rep from the company, he'll go in and he's like, he'll, whether he's watching like Ozark or, which you, by the way, have you seen Ozark? You haven't seen that show?
No, I haven't. Dude. You know how I am, man. Like,
I know, like, it's like Entourage and.
Well, no, I love series. So the fact that you're talking about a series, I heard about it recently, so I might go watch it. But
if you haven't
seen Ozark, one of those things, like I'm usually the last person to watch something because I don't watch a whole lot of TV.
Right. I wouldn't put Ozark. This is just a quick side note. I mean, Ozark is great. It's about like, it's very Breaking Bad-ish. It's about drugs and like, but it's a really smart show and it's really entertaining. So I would definitely check that out. But the reason that I brought this up in the first place, Adam would go in and his first thing would be, he's like a Netflix buff. And most people watch Netflix or they watch like shows. And so he would just start, he'd try to figure out what show that person liked. And then he would just, as soon as he figured it out, he would just go hard talking about the show, get him really fired up. And then it would like instantly built a connection. And then, you know, a couple of days later he does a 7-figure sale for his company because he's just, he built that connection and made that spark. So I think that, you know, when we're talking about course sales, we're talking about affiliate sales, all that stuff. I think that you can look at real life salespeople that do it like, you know, door to door. Like if you look at what they do in the successful ones, it's just relationship building and offering a good product. So I think it's the same thing for affiliate sales.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. My wife does something similar in interviews. And so like, she's way into sports, especially college athletics, and probably knows more about college sports than most guys do. And so when she goes into an interview, she immediately like turns, like most people are like, hey, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. And she takes that, immediately turns it into a sports conversation. And she's really good about seeing like, oh, that person has a Baylor Bears lanyard or something like that, and kind of turning it that way. And so she'll be like, yeah, I'll have like a 30-minute conversation about college football. And then yeah. we get into the interview and we walk out of it and they're like, they love me. And, and so, yeah. And it's that whole concept of like, everything in business is about like and trust. Like if you can get people to like you, you're going to do well. And one of the best ways to get people to like you is to give them things or to let them talk about themselves. So like when it's person to person, if you can get somebody talking about themselves, you ask them questions. Same thing with sales calls. Like if you can just ask them questions about their business and get them talking, they're going to come out of that conversation feeling really positive because they did all the talking. But when it's in, when it's written, obviously you don't have that. So it's just about bringing that value. And I hate saying that because there's so many like ridiculous people online that are like, you got to give value. And actually one of the things that drives me the most nuts in the freaking world is when somebody's like, I've got this value packed post. You got to check it out. And I'm like, you don't determine value. Your audience does, you ding dong, like get out of here.
Get them. It's true. So, it's true.
It is. So
you don't get to call your own shot with the value.
So it drives me nuts. So I hate to say like, bring the value first because I don't want to sound like another one of these skis balls, but you have to give them something that isn't horseshit, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say you have to give value. I'm going to say you have to not give people bullshit. You have to give them real stuff that actually helps them. That's how we're going to go.
Well, I think in 2018, you know, people can see through most marketing strategies. I feel like people are smart enough with the internet and everything. They've been exposed to enough to where it's like, if you just actually help people with something, it's going to probably do better than if you tell them, I'm going to start my next income report with like, this is going to be a high value post that's going to teach you everything you need. Like nobody wants to read that crap. And they're going to be like, right. This guy's a scam artist.
Sitting in my office. I don't have a Lambo. I have a lot of books. Sorry. That Ty Lopez that in my garage.
Light Lopez. Anyways. Yeah.
The Light Topaz one. Anyway, onward.
So I think, you know, the next thing when it comes to, you know, we're talking about affiliate marketing, we're talking about creating connection and then making the sale. I think it's important to understand what products you should or should not.
Yes.
Promote. You know what I mean? Like, and I see this all the time where bloggers, and it's always new bloggers. I don't want to like hate on new bloggers, but they're trying to figure things out, right? Like I was at the same point.
Yeah. Like Bobby and I,
experimentation, by the way.
Yeah. Bobby and I have done well because we have screwed up so many times. We've just figured things out and we still do
this weekend.
Well, I did like, you're like, this is funny. We're like, get on to record the podcast and you look at your phone and just start dying. Like you're just laughing so hard and you're like, dude, you screwed up. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you sent that email I asked you to send to the list. And the subject line was, Saturday morning email. You forgot to put the subject line. And I'm like,
Day six. It said day six in parentheses.
Yeah. I'm like,
but I thought that was really funny. And we're talking about launch, like for one of our launch emails. And so who knows?
Yeah. So I copied it in, forgot to put the subject line. People thought it was funny. Thank goodness. You thought it was funny, which is what I was really worried about. But I mean, it just goes to show like you screw things up. It's part of it. And the difference is like when you and I screw something up, we laugh about it, we fix it, we learn from it, we move on, and that's how you become good. Well, we screwed up this weekend too. Like, actually, we had a really good launch, so we're really happy. But we hit our targets, but we realized like there were these big lulls, and it wasn't, which isn't normal. And we're like, man, what is going on? Like, do we need to do something? Are the emails going out? And then all of a sudden you're like, hey man, it's football season. I bet people are just watching football. And that first round of games ended on Saturday, you know, and it was like the noon games ended and it was like 2 o'clock and it was just like, our phones are blowing up with sales. And then it went quiet. And then it happened again around six. Like it was really, really funny.
Well, we actually timed this. We're going to get back to affiliate marketing in a second, but we actually timed our second email for the car close, like in between the games. Once we realized that,
yeah,
But going back to the affiliate thing, like, you're going to make mistakes doing this stuff. But one of the things that I see very commonly is bloggers pushing a product that they probably don't actually know anything about, or they're not perceived experts in that area. Yeah. Like for me, I stick to student loan stuff and blog hosting stuff because I had student loans. Like, I paid off a bunch of student loans, so I know quite a bit about them, and I know quite a bit about blogging. Like, that's where, I mean, it's, but you see people pushing, like, you know, whatever they can get their hands on. You're not going to make a lot of money that way unless you have a gigantic amount of traffic, and most bloggers don't have a gigantic amount of traffic, you know? So, like, that's, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the whole point of, okay, an affiliate link is a way for you to get paid, true. But let's get down to what it really is. An affiliate link is you recommending something to somebody because you think it will help them. Okay. And so we recommend ClickFunnels to our students as something that they should use. And we've done a really bad job promoting it as an affiliate. We should probably put more effort into that. But there are a lot of people that promote ClickFunnels because it is one of the best affiliate programs on the planet. Like, it is, right. It's really good. I mean, to the extent that if you get 100 affiliate sales, they'll actually pay you $500 per month towards your dream car. So, I mean, there, and then if you do 200, they pay a grand. So, like, there's people.
We need to be promoting this.
I know. We could have a Lambo. Actually, I drove a
is
Lambo.
Is there a ClickFunnels link? Is there a ClickFunnels link in the show notes? We need a Lambo.
But we would have to get a Ferrari. I drove the Ferrari and the Lambo in Vegas, and the Ferrari was way better. I'm taking my stance on Italian supercars. Dude,
you're 10x more bougie than me. I don't even know anything about those cars. Anyways, keep going.
So anyway, but you know, for us, like, so a lot of people promote it just because it's a great affiliate program. I just really like the software. I've used every single landing page software out there. And it's a more expensive one, but it's great, especially as an agency owner. Some of the features make my life so much easier. The ability to share funnels, the copying features, some of the advanced features they have, like, that's why I recommend it. That's why we ask our students to use it, because it's what we use. So you need to make sure, like, if you're promoting an affiliate link, it needs to be something that you would use and that you would recommend to your friend, not just the one that has the best affiliate payout. Right. I mean, that's, you know, I know, like, you're getting ready to make the switch from ConvertKit to ActiveCampaign.
Yes.
I know ConvertKit has a really good affiliate program. I don't know if maybe ConvertKit has a better affiliate program than ActiveCampaign. You're still going to switch, and you're going to start, and you've already started recommending ActiveCampaign because you think it's a better product. So,
and here's the deal. I don't even care if the affiliate program is better or not or whatever. Like, I think right now, and for where I am, ActiveCampaign is a much more effective email marketing software platform than ConvertKit. Like, I think it's just better. And so that's why I'm going to recommend it. And if it happens to have an affiliate component, yay, you know, that's awesome. And it's the same thing for anything, though. You know, a lot of people, Bluehost, it's really funny. Bluehost is the most common blog hosting platform kind of out there because a lot of bloggers push it. It does have a good affiliate program. I'm in it. But what people don't realize is, like, there are other hosting platforms that pay out better than Bluehost. And off the top of my thing, I think HostGator, there are a couple. I've looked at them, and it's like the payouts are higher. But the thing about Bluehost that I like is, one, I've actually used it. So that's a plus. Two, it's freaking easy to use. Now, is it like the be all end all of hosting? No, none of the budget platforms or the budget hosting platforms are. Like, once your site gets to a certain size, you need to get something better. That's why I have something better for Millennial Money Man. But if it's something that's low traffic, Bluehost is good. And it's like, it's simple. Yeah, it's just a simple setup, you know? And some people like it, some people don't, whatever. But it's just funny when I see people like dogging on some bloggers for like pushing Bluehost when it's like, okay, they could go to another one that has a better affiliate program and push that instead. It's just, most people are familiar with Bluehost. So not to go off on a rant about that, but I recommend things based on what I think is a good company and easy to use. I'll give one more example. I'm right now with a company called Credible for the student loan refinancing stuff. Mm. And I don't push I don't push like individual student loan refinance companies because I want people to make their own choice. Like I don't want to give a biased take on which one they should choose because that's a huge decision. Refinancing your student loans is a very big financial decision. So I like Credible because they kind of just let you, they show you a bunch of different options and they let you pick one, right? And so that kind of, to me, it's like, I don't have to push in any specific direction. I would get higher payouts if I did like SoFi individually or LendKey individually, something like that. But I'd rather send them somewhere where they can get a bunch of different options. But the reason I'm with Credible is because I've talked to their reps. I've gone through and like actually used it. You know, I know it's good. And the student loan company that I was with before, they were doing shady stuff. And that's, you know, is a good reason to go, okay, not working with them anymore. Let's go to Credible. So it's about, you know, you have to think about these things where it's like, is it really good for the end user? Is it something I'm actually comfortable with? Do I actually know what's going on with it? And how do I feel comfortable selling it? I think those are all kind of in this, you know, this thing about affiliate, like it's all kind of comes together when it comes to choosing your product that you're pushing.
Would you recommend this product to your mom if she needed it?
Yeah.
Unless you just don't like your mom, then just like ignore that question. But I mean, for most people, like, would you be willing to do that? And
that's a good point.
It needs to be something that helps the people. And I think it's better if you promote things you use, because I think it's important. One of the ways to be more effective in selling through an affiliate link is sharing your experience. Like people, they're coming to you because your opinion matters to them. And so they want to know your experience. They want your review. They want your reference. And if you've never used it, you can't give them anything other than a surface level review or a carbon copy of what another blogger has done. But if you can give your honest review, positives and negatives about a thing, then people are going to, they're going to trust it. And here's the deal. Like, this is so big. I said earlier, business is all about people liking you and trusting you. That trust component is really big. If Bobby had student loan finance refinancing place that gave the biggest affiliate offer and pushed people to that, and then it screwed people over and it really hurt their ability to pay off this enormous debt, then they're not going to like Bobby anymore. They're going to think he's a dick, right? Yeah. And they're not going to come back. They're not going to trust him anymore. This is the same with any of this stuff. Like you're putting your reputation on the line. I don't think people realize that. Like every time that you tell somebody something or you refer something to somebody, you're putting your reputation on the line. So you better believe it and you better have a better reason for promoting something than the fact that it makes you a couple bucks. Like,
oh, totally. And this, and here, you have to play the long game with this stuff because there are so many times over the first 3 years of Millennial Money Man that I could have like sold my soul to make a couple $1,000, you know, with some product that I didn't really know very well, but I didn't. And I only promoted things I believed in. I didn't even promote that much stuff. I really like, you know, when it comes to like sponsored posts and all that kind of stuff, I just don't do very much of that. But after 3 years of building a lot of trust, when I introduced the first product, the Facebook Side Hustle course, it took off because people really trusted me and I make way more on, you know, you and I make way more on Facebook Side Hustle than we would on affiliate income, I think. And yeah, a lot of that is because I made that conscious decision of like, okay, I'm only going to push stuff that I believe in. So there's a payoff, you know, you have to give up some short-term cash, especially as a blogger, to go that route. But the payoff is that you build trust, and trust, once you have trust, you can make a crap load of money, like straight up.
Yeah. And I think, to wrap this episode, because we're coming up on time, one of the biggest things that I think people screw up when it comes to affiliates or just products in general, and we struggle with this because you and I like always want, we always like, oh, we could do this, we could do that. Yeah. You've got to focus. So with affiliate links, you've got to focus on your winners and really go all in on them. Early on, you need to try a bunch of things. Like try different things out, see what works, see what your audience responds to. But once you figure out, okay, I've promoted these 10 products and like these two or three are really the ones doing the best for me, you need to abandon the others and go all in on those. And one, you want an 80-20 principle, right? Like you want to put all of your effort into the things that are most effective for you. But being able to put more time into that, putting all your efforts into one thing, you're going to have more success. Like you literally having more products is not better. It does not earn you more money. It takes more time and it earns you less money because you're trying to focus on so many things. But you want to put all of your efforts into just a couple of things, because when you do that, when you're able to put more time into fewer items, you're gonna have more success. You're going to be able to optimize them. You're going to be able to drive more traffic there. And there is something to that optimization thing, right? It's the same reason that you and I are like, no more creation. We're focusing on our systems and our optimization and funnels and that sort of stuff for the rest of the year. And maybe even really January, like probably the next 5 to 6 months, like that's what we're doing, because we know, okay, we have winners. Now, if we can focus on improving those winners, we're going to get higher conversions for the same amount of traffic. We can focus on driving more traffic. We can focus on different traffic sources to the same thing. Having 3 traffic sources to the same winning product is going to be more effective than having 3 traffic sources to 3 different products. One's great, one's so-so, and one's not good. Or even if one's great, one's good, and one's meh, right? So that focus on the winners, once you figure out what they are, is going to help you be more successful. It's going to help you leverage your time better, leverage your traffic better, and figure out like where, you know, well, it's going to help you make more money because you're going to have right. That hyper focus,
which is important. I mean, and that's one of the things when it comes to affiliate income and all those things. It's just like we talk about with sales and everything else. There's nothing wrong with making affiliate income. It's not dirty. It's only dirty if you make it dirty by doing things that are shady or pushing products you don't believe in. But I think, you know, the key and the thing that we're talking about here is that we want you to make more money and diversify your income streams. So I am going to make a quick plug for a course, you know,
here's Boom. The
part of this. But there's a course that I took very early in my blogging journey, call it a journey, career, whatever, called the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course by Michelle Schroeder Gardner. She's a good friend of mine. And it basically the course teaches you everything you need to know to be a successful affiliate marketer. And I'm not just talking about like the things that we've talked about today. It goes into the legal requirements, disclaimer requirements, how to present your links, how to optimize your posts, put links throughout the posts, more on how to actually choose an affiliate program. And I think one of the most important parts about it is that it teaches you how to build relationships with your affiliate managers. Like there are people that help you from the companies, like they're your liaison basically for affiliates. So check out the show notes. I've taken this course. I've made a crap load of money because of the course, and it's just a good product and she's a good friend. She does things the right way. So check out Michelle's course, Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing. And it's affordable too, which I think is probably the best part about
it. Yeah.
It's affordable actually. Like
surprisingly affordable.
I've had that conversation with her. I'm like, you should charge more for this thing. And she just, you know, she's like, nah, I don't want to. So
there you go.
Take advantage of it.
Like, yeah. All right. So that's it. That's it, y'all. That's our first episode on affiliate marketing, and more specifically, I mean, it's just like how to go about it on the front end, like just the basics, sales. Like, I mean, you listened, you know. So we'll get more in depth with this. I forgot that we were actually going to talk about her course. So that's our special guest that we talked about, our secret guest. We're going to try and connect with Michelle at FinCon and get an interview from her and learn from the best, because she really is the best. So that's it for today, guys. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. For me, that's Apple Podcasts on my phone. I mean, I'm on that thing like freaking crazy. But, you know,
if you use anything else, Stitcher, Spreaker, there's so many of these things.
We've got it all. You can even go on our website and listen. We've got a fancy little player. You just look for the teddy bear and click the play button and you listen to all the wonderful things that we have to say to you. So thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and we'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.